And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I got something for us to try. Now this cheese, go ahead, try some. Yeah. No, it's okay. Go ahead, look, I'll try some too. Now this cheese, you would think, is from Reggiano, Italy. Okay, it's a Parmesan. But it's not. Guess where it's from? Nope, close. Guess what? I'll tell you. Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky.
Good morning, sweet world, and welcome to the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the Classic Factory, and alongside me, as always, Tass Mellis.
Podcast listeners and YouTube subscribers, 649 of you, that'll get us to 100K. This one's for you.
Next to him, it's the bearded woman, Top Shot Hot Boy, Trey Kirby.
Hey-o.
Hey-yo. And last but not least, making the magic happen, super producer, J.D.
Hello.
There he is. Here we are. Shout out to the stream team joining us live. Hit the like button, subscribe, podcast listeners, 5-star ratings and review. Later on today's pod, the boys are going to pick the perfect men's March Madness bracket in under 10 minutes. That's our goal. We're moving with pace.
Pace. Not mode. A chance.
You don't think we can do it under 10
no.
minutes? I think we can.
Not
I think
chance.
We can. We're going to try, but we'll do that later on. We got some NBA basketball to talk about, some news, and the games from last night. Let's touch on a few of them. Let's begin with Kevin Durant. Moving past Shaquille O'Neal for number 8th on the NBA's all-time scoring list.
Yeah.
Tass hit a mid-range jumper. How poetic. So yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Early in the third there to pass the Hall of Famer. We even got a video from Shaq,
mm-hmm.
congratulating Durant on the accomplishment.
Durantula.
Yes, I love that he slipped in Durantula at the end.
I like that he went Mark Wahlberg mode. Say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah, he did say that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No,
they're friends. They're friends. Wanda. They're friends. They're friends.
I did like him saying, Shaq, if anybody was going to pass me, it was definitely going to be you. And he said, it doesn't stop here, and it probably doesn't. You know, next up is Wilt Chamberlain on the list. That's going to take some more buckets here from KD. It's not going to come this season. Probably maybe an entire other season. We'll see how long he keeps playing. But thoughts on the Suns getting the win and KD moving into 8th. This type of thing should be celebrated. I feel like this one wasn't. Probably because LeBron just became the NBA's all-time scorer not long ago. But I don't know. I still geek out over this stuff.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible that Durant just isn't celebrated the way he should be. It feels that way. It's kind of surprising that he's gotten to 8th, period. Because of the injuries that he's gone through, you thought he would have maybe slowed down, hurt his foot, 7-footer basically, hurting his foot. That equals a problem, but he got through it, got through an Achilles problem. So he missed basically 2 full seasons and got here, and he ain't done. That just feels like he's getting better and better here at 35 years of age. He's passed a ton of players this season, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I think we should and we will be contemplating whether or not he's the best scorer of all time. And people have in the past. Best shooter, obviously, it goes to Curry. Best player of all time goes to guys who've won titles. But best scorer, the James Harden debate has come into it. But I think Kevin Durant's got to be one of those guys because he's so freaking smooth. Anthony Edwards was just asked, where are you on your ability to maximize? Where are you right now? From 1 to 10. He said, I'm 5 because I'm trying to be Kevin Durant. I'm trying to be smoother, a better scorer. And that is exactly what that guy is. He is just an incredibly smooth player that has perfected it for a long time. I remember when we went to a charity game and we got to be on the floor with that guy just shooting balls. Instead of talking to the media, he just took a rack and just started shooting. He didn't want to talk to media. He just wants to play basketball, and that's what he's done forever. So he ain't done here. There's lots of time. This is for him anyways. This is year 17 for him, but guys play till 22, 23, 24 seasons now. Not quite, but, you know, that many.
I think that KD is one of the guys who is most taken for granted for. And it's because of LeBron, because he's like never been considered the best player in the league because at best he was number two to LeBron, even though they sat in the back of that cab talking about, I guess it was an Uber. It was an Uber ad. And he's like, I thought I was number one after we beat the Cavs in 2017, but people don't give him a ton of credit for those titles, unfortunately. But this guy led the league in scoring four times by the time he was 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's sixth in points per game behind only legends. MJ, Wilt, Luka, and Embiid are there right now, and Elgin Baylor as well. And he does it while shooting 50 from the field, 39 from three, and 88% from the free throw line for his career. One MVP, three second place finishes, though, because there's some other great players in the league right now. But yeah, KD, man, he's one of the all-time great scorers, definitely the best scorer of his generation, just a pure scorer, I do believe. And you wonder how close he could have gotten to LeBron had he played that foot injury season, had he played the Achilles injury season. And then he's had a couple of seasons recently where he's still missing, you know, 20, 30 games at a time. So the second half of his career, he hasn't been nearly as reliable sturdiness-wise as LeBron has. But he's still going to be one of the all-time best. Top five, easily, I would say, is in the mix. Maybe even a little bit higher, depending on how long he goes.
Well, Durant's going to have to watch his back on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Grayson Allen, man. He's coming. He scored 32, just to touch on the game a little bit, to tie his career high with 9 three-pointers. This guy, another one of these games, as the Suns beat the Philadelphia 76ers 115-102. He made 10 of 17 shots, Grayson did, 9 of 15 from deep. He's made at least 8 three-pointers in 7 games this season, which is second in the NBA to Steph Curry. Grayson Allen, a heater here again last night where he just can't miss from deep.
It's surprising, that's for sure. The way he came out, obviously had a career three-point shooting season. You just don't think of him that way, but he's gotten better to have this little second environment, the second experience after the Milwaukee Bucks just let him go, essentially. He's gotten better. The numbers are there to prove it.
Isaiah Thomas got a standing O from the Suns fans there in his first NBA game in nearly 2 years. Got a little burn at the end. And from the other side of things, the Sixers here, now 9-18 since January 25th. Now, majority of this, of course, without Joel Embiid. And it's just what a weird season when you like zoom out and think of Philly here, where MVP Embiid was cooking, like dominating, leading the league in scoring. They looked great. They looked like, obviously, oh, this is not only a team that can finally get past the conference finals, maybe win a championship because of Embiid. And then he goes down and it's like they're just trying to keep their head above water. It's not a great record, like I said, but no one will pick them to do anything in the playoffs without Joel. But is he coming back? And how will he look?
Great question.
It's just the strangest year for them.
I'd love to hear an update on Embiid.
I know. There's been nothing. Yeah, nothing. Crickets.
Yeah, and it's like probably week 6 of the 6 to 8 week estimation. We should hear something. The last we heard was him talking, saying the plan was to come back. But we're getting what? We've got 3 weeks basically left in the season before we start getting into postseason time. That's not a lot to iron out your issues and obviously to get your conditioning back up. But yeah, tough stuff for the 76ers because they look like at least a conference finals challenger, depending on how things broke in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, it is weird because they have dropped now to the play-in spots, so they need Embiid to get them back into the playoff spots. Because at this point, if Embiid comes back for a play-in game, you don't want to see that. I mean, you don't want... Obviously, with him in there, they can win any game. And Nick Nurse, their head coach, did say that he is on the court every day. Basically every day is what he said. He said every day, and then he said basically every day. So he needs to be back. The rumors were a little bit earlier. John Clark reported it that he would be back the last week or this last 2 weeks of the season. And I say that because they need to win some freaking games just to get a little juice back. And he needs reps, obviously, before the playoffs.
So who's more frustrated right now? Sixers fans because Embiid's not there, or JD because this frickin' light won't stop flickering and going out every 10 minutes. JD, did you want to chime in on that? Is it Sixers fans with Embiid missing time here, or you in this frickin' light?
Oh, it's me.
Yeah. Just take it down and kick it. Punt it.
I mean, at this point, that's the only thing we can do. The thing is, it goes for like 6 weeks and it's fine. So I don't know.
It's the humidity we said, right?
I don't think it's that anymore.
Luckily, it's getting less humid.
It's the pollen.
Oh, the pollen now has infiltrated the light. Oh,
Papa Zyrtec.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, the light gave me some time to check the Sixers schedule. It's going to be bad next few weeks. They're going on a 4-game road trip. Phoenix, LA, Sacramento, come back home to play the Clippers. Then a 2-game road trip back home. Then a 3-game road trip. this is going to be hard.
Right.
It looks like they're going to end in the play-in tournament. That's going to be their standing. That's tough.
Moving on, Chet Holmgren scored 35 points, grabbed 14 boards. Thunder beat the Jazz 119-107. I would like to add that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 20 of his, you guessed it, 31 points.
He's doing a bit, man.
This guy's a sicko in the second half for the Thunder. So he had a great game as well. It was the two of them, you know, some spotlight here on Chet Holmgren, who really impressed. Had like how many dunks in this game? Like three or four, I think.
It was five. A throwdown-a-thon.
Yeah.
Five dunks.
Everybody
exactly
dunking
right.
on the Jazz right now.
He had three of NBA.com's top 10 plays of the day. Today, the big one was on Taylor Hendricks, I think, coming down the lane. He raised the roof on it.
Yeah,
I like that.
So do I.
Yeah, he flexed on an earlier and one in the lane, but like he was just running wild out there. Also got hit in the nose once again, so I saw that his black eyes had healed, and I'm guessing he's getting at least another one coming back. This guy has a magnet for getting hit in the face, but Bisman-like win, I thought, for the Thunder. It was close through three quarters, then the Thunder literally ran away in the fourth quarter. 35-8 in fast break points. Seven of those came in the fourth for OKC, and it looked like they just turned up the defense, forced a million turnovers, and ran it back down the Jazz's throat the other way.
I love the raise the roof. I got to say it. I think it's got a second life, a second juice, because it was old school. It used to be done, but now people throw it in a rap song. Just more like the idea is we're partying so hard here, we're raising the roof. And that means you're having fun. So I like how Chet did it. That was really cool. You see the baseline cam of his dunk on Taylor Hendricks. He looks quick to see where this guy is coming from, and then he's able to cock it back a little bit because he knows Hendricks is coming by as a power forward. He could get in the way, but cocked it, dunked it, and there's lots of cool stuff, I think, with him and Shai on a pick and roll, and guys go at Shai. If he's the ball handler, they're going at Shai, so just throw it to Chet in the lane, and he doesn't have to put it on the floor because his two big steps get him to the rim, and he's feeling so, so confident, and he gets stuff on the weak side. Like he's on the post on the weak side, getting the ball in the middle to him if he gets a little pick from the weak side. So it's pretty cool, all the stuff that he runs.
He is having an unreal rookie season, and I know he missed all of last year because of the foot injury, so he has the benefit of being a little older maybe. But I was wondering, like, he's probably going to come second to Wembanyama in rookie of the year this year. Would he have beaten Paolo last year if Chet had the exact same numbers he has now and Paolo had what he had in his rookie season? And let me remind you, in case you forget, Paolo scored 20 a game, but it wasn't, you know, the most efficient shooting from him. As a rook, that's common. He shot 43% from the floor, under 30% from three, Paolo did. But he threw in seven rebounds and four assists. He was good. Chet this year is averaging basically 17-8 with three assists a game, the 2.5 blocks, and then the percentages are unreal. Again, especially for a rookie, 54% from the floor, 39% from deep. He's great at the free throw line, 79% there. Obviously, it contributes in your geekier stats, like your VORPs and your box plus minuses. He's on a good team. I wonder. I mean, it would have been I think he would have, if the Thunder had like a record like they have this year, battling a rookie Powell last year. But what do you think?
Well, would it have been Chet as a rookie or Chet in his second year after spending a year of lifting weights with NBA?
Yeah, that's
team,
right. That's why it's tough to say.
I think it would probably still be Paolo, but very, very close, like 60-40, because he is scoring more, you know, and he is the number one guy for the Magic last year, and they ended on quite a nice run. I think they finished, 24-28 or something, I think I said on yesterday's show. I don't remember exactly. Nonetheless, they turned it on in the second half of the season, and Paolo stayed pretty good, but it would have been like an everyday sort of debate we had on the show, I think.
Yeah, he either would have won it or would have been very, very close to Paolo. The years prior, he would have won it. He would have beat Scottie Barnes in his rookie season. He would have beat LaMelo Ball in his rookie season. My point is here, it's like he's going to come runner-up, but he's like probably wins rookie of the year in many other years. Again, the benefit of being on a bench, being in the locker room, being around the team, sort of like, I guess that was Ben Simmons winning it over Donovan Mitchell back in the day. That helps, but man, just unreal stuff from this guy as a 21-year-old rook.
Yeah, and how confident he is. Again, getting the ball, Mark Dignow is running things for him in little plays, little sneaky plays. And so, yeah, he's super confident, and because other guys on this team are going to get lots and lots of the coverage, obviously Shai, J-Dub as well. J-Dub is finding him. he's got the opportunity to play with two great players, unlike what Paolo did as the number one guy. You know, it is different, but Chet looks extremely confident.
That's actually a good point. Jalen Williams, didn't he finish second in Rookie of the Year voting last year?
Yeah.
He was Chet last year.
Yeah, that's a good...
So I'll still take Paolo.
Good call. Did you see the post-game interview? I know you love these from the Thunder.
No, actually, I didn't tune into this one.
You didn't see this one?
No, was it good?
They literally called guys in to bark.
Oh, that's a classic.
They were bringing guys in. They're barking left and right. Suddenly, Shea came in later on. He was barking on the mic. Oh, they were having a good old time.
Yeah.
They're all there. And I love both Jalen Williams are generally in these things. And they're hilarious to watch because they're not being asked the questions a lot of the times, but they're like miming what they're being asked or talking about. So it's like, if they're talking about basketball IQ, you see like J-Dub like pointing at his head. And then Chet said something about, I've got their back. And you got J-Dub pointing at his back. they have leaned into this bit.
Yeah, they're
into like group post-game interviews, which is fun. The chemistry, it looks
high,
legit.
Baby.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess they're barking for Bismack Biyombo as well, because they started barking when Bismack was signed, and then he had that unfortunate looked a little scary where he kind of fainted on the bench, and he hasn't been playing recently, but they like barking. They absolutely love barking as much as possible.
They're dogs. All right, let's move on. Terry Rozier hit a late basket to help lift the Heat past the Cavaliers in a close one. The Cavs were up late, and then Terry Rozier had the four-point play and hit another three, so he sort of saved them here. Jimmy played well. He had a big bucket down the stretch, too. TK, your takeaways from the Heat getting this win over Cleveland?
First and foremost, I thought Jimmy was stupid locked in this one. 30 points on 11 of 19 shooting, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. He was everywhere. It was Rozier that hit the biggest shot of the game. Flashing back to Charlotte, I thought I could easily hear Eric Collins on the call for that one. Scary Terry! What a big shot. The step to the side, drained it. He's been pretty good in the last 10 games for Miami. 18 points per game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists on 45 shooting, 40 from the field. He started with like 12 points a game, 20% from three, 35% from the field. So he's actually found his spot, I think, playing alongside Jimmy. And it just helps the Heat so much to have somebody else who's healthy out there who can put the ball on the floor and do something with it when the clock is ticking down. So that was nice from them. I also thought just a classic Heat devil magic game. Nikola Jovic, 4 threes last night. Second time in his career he's hit 4 or more. Also had some great defense late to force a shot clock violation when I guess it was LeVert handling the ball. Bam didn't play, so Thomas Bryant and Orlando Robinson went for 14 and 12 on a combined like 5 of 9 shooting or something like that. They did get completely lit up by Jared Allen, but at least they were doing something on the defensive or on the offensive end as well. Another takeaway I had, though, from this one is that the Cavs really missed Donovan Mitchell. I thought in this one, Caris LeVert had absolute tunnel vision down the stretch with about a minute left. He had that shot clock turnover when he was just doing too much with it. And then down 3, took forever handling the ball with about 14 seconds left before he found Niang, who made a layup with maybe 3 seconds left. There just wasn't enough time there. Yeah. So I thought that they were missing him. And Darius Garland, he's had a good season. He's a good player, but his decision-making leaves me a little wanting in the clutch. And I looked it up. He's shooting 22% from the field, 8 of 35 in clutch situations this season. He's got 9 assists and 7 turnovers. He just gets in a hurry, I think, and he can't like rein in the flashiness of his game in the final couple of minutes. So he's trying really high-risk maneuvers. Even the assist he had on this one, it was to Jared Allen cutting down the lane. Beautiful look-away pass, nearly intercepted by Jimmy Butler. I thought it was more of a great play by Jared Allen to keep his hands on it and slam it down. So they need Donovan Mitchell back, and hopefully he's able to play and look like the All-NBA MVP candidate that we saw through January and February.
Yeah, I will say Garland did have a last-second shot attempt, too, to tie this thing up.
Oh, tough one.
It was very deep, and he had to do, like, a little pump fake, and it nearly went. It wasn't that far off the mark. I think it was just a little short, but that's a great call. I'm glad you looked into those numbers, because we had watched a couple Cavs games, and he had a couple games where you're just like, whoa, you were trying to put it through spots that aren't there, or high-risk maneuver alley-oops.
That's
like,
right.
You want to take control of the basketball a little bit more. But the big win for the Heat. Anything else to add to that?
No, I definitely thought we were getting a Max Strus re-watch moment there at the end. I thought that ball was going down from Darius Garland, where he had to pump it out, and it was just short, and he thought it was going down, too.
Yeah, he was laughing.
That was
a long
shot, and to be dead online, it was a little surprising for sure. Yeah, this is Darius Garland's worst season of his last few years. He doesn't look the same guy. Like, he's been hurt obviously for a long chunk. He was hurt to start the season as well. Something going on, just feel, his chemistry with Donovan Mitchell just ain't quite there, so it will be interesting to see them in the postseason. But yeah, Rozier doing it, obviously, in Tyler Hero's absence as well. Patty Mills starting him, so that starting for Tyler Hero, I should say. So there's, you know, lots of things that they're working through. Donovan Mitchell working through a nasal fracture. He broke his nose last week. He had to have a little procedure on that. And then, you know, George Niang just comes in. I love the 4 minutes left. It looked like this was it. This was it. But he can fake a three-point shot, pump fake, and then basically just walk into the lane because there ain't no jumping happening and hit a floater. That was George Niang-esque. One of his best plays of his career, man. So to be able to, at least it was on 1 foot. He wasn't not jumping, but he hit a floater. So that is all. Terry Rozier, yeah, looking great. This was shot 83% from three. That's pretty good. That's good numbers from him, obviously.
If you want to hear us talk more about people not being able to jump, tune into No Buffs later today, our Survivor podcast. That'll make sense to you Survivor fans. Did you happen to watch it? Did you see any of that clip?
That was really weird.
That woman can't jump.
Well, she wasn't jumping up.
That's
the problem.
Her feet were going backwards.
Her feet were going backwards. Yeah. So weird. Yeah. She tried to jump forwards, but I still can't understand what she was doing. Because then when she did do the jumping, what they showed that whole clip for to fill in those 90 minutes, was she just jumped off
a large platform. Yeah.
Just fell off.
Yeah, you didn't really have to jump at all, honestly. No, but anyway, we'll get into that on No Bus.
I hope I remember to call that Niang-esque.
Yeah.
It's a couple hours. It might be tough. Other thing in this game, I noticed a lot of people tweeting about this. The diff on the Cleveland Cavs scorebug. It just says diff.
It
tells you if it's tied, zero. If they're winning, plus however many points. If they're losing, minus however many points.
Yes.
I know this has been on their like in-arena scoreboard for a long time, but I don't think it's on every single Cavs game.
I don't think so either. I'm so happy you brought it up. I had my godkid staying the night last night, so we watched highlights this morning. Andreas noticed that. What's the diff? He was so confused because we were watching again the ending of this game, and I'm like, oh yeah, exactly. I went through the whole thing. Well, they have it on the video board in Cleveland. I guess they've added it to the broadcast. It's always going to show you where the Cavs are so you don't have to do the math. And he's 8 years old, and he's like, it's not that hard to figure out what they're down or up.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. But
the only time it's hard is in between 9 and 11. Like 9 and 11, it looks too similar.
It can get a little confusing.
10 is easy, though.
I've botched it before. You're right. The diff. Yeah, it's just fun because it's called
check the diff.
I wonder if it has to do with live betting. So does the math for you. Plus 9, are they going to win plus 9?
There's probably some truth to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Moving on, let's go to the Celtics holding off the Giannis-less Bucks for their 7th straight win. How many wins is that for Boston now? 55? Do I have that right? Just rolling here. They are like huge gap between them, first place in the East, and then the second and third seeds here, being Milwaukee and Cleveland. Funny moment from this game, though. Patrick Beverley taunting Celtics big man Luke Kornet with the too small gesture early in the game. And apparently it lit a fire in backup Celtics guard Peyton Pritchard. He scored or assisted on 15 straight Boston points following Beverly's trash talk. How dare you, too small, Luke? He ended up with a great game. 19 points for Pritchard, 6 boards, 3 assists, and 31 minutes off the bench. But he was like, he said after the game, like pissed me off, got me going a little
That's
bit.
Awesome.
So it's all Beverly's fault, I guess. Weird game, though. Boston up huge. Milwaukee came back in the fourth. Eerily reminiscent of a game they already played. I think it was back in November where the exact same thing happened. They were up huge. Milwaukee fought their way back. It was a one-possession game, and they held on to get that one as well. But any thoughts here? I mean, no Giannis playing, but Celtics still look great.
Slightly worrisome for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Hamstring injury. I try and think back after watching this man's 11-year career if a hamstring has ever bothered him. I don't think so, but I could be wrong. Sitting out for a couple games, maybe he's just waiting for the postseason to see if they can go into Boston and win a game, which no Eastern Conference team has been able to do. It's been 3 Western Conference teams that have been able to knock them off in Boston this season, a couple LAs and a Denver. And the Celtics are going to have home court advantage no matter who they play in the East and in the West. If they reach the NBA Finals, they will have home court.
Yep.
It's not official yet, but that's what's going to happen because they have been rocking so much. And Patrick Beverley is great to play with at times unless he pisses off the opponent, because he definitely did.
Yeah.
PP. You know, he was scoring and he was rebounding. He was playing freaking hard. And he said he's 6 foot. He never said he's 6'1". He's listed as 6'1". He said, I'm 6 foot, so I'm sort of a small guy in the NBA. Not in real life. 6 foot is a decent size. Yeah, he said that he lit a fire under him. He was just playing hard. This is the best Peyton Pritchard year of his career. Probably one of his most.
He's been all right.
Yeah, he's been better. He's grown. They've held on to him, and this is maybe one of the most memorable moments of his career. Maybe so far.
I'm trying to remember another moment.
Yeah, it's kind of
hard. He had a sweet tip his rookie year. He had a really cool tip in. That's when I learned his nickname was Fast Peepee.
Yeah, Fast Peepee.
He was fast last night.
He was.
The PP was fast. It's just hard to beat the Celtics, man. The Bucks made more shots. They shot a better percentage. They had more points in the paint. They only made one less three than Boston did. They out-rebounded Boston. And this was still a fairly comfortable win.
Yeah, they were
in
control
Celtics.
For a majority of the game.
Yeah, the Celtics shot 29 free throws, which I thought was huge. Tatum did a great job of actually getting in the lane, especially when things were getting tight. He was getting in the lane a couple of times. He had the layup on Beasley, then he had a drive on Beasley, shot a little fadeaway, but Porzingis was right under the hoop for a dunk. And then on that last play, when the Bucks they had a chance, man, down two. Tatum and Brown are at the elbows. They're running a horn set, and Tatum is cooking. Like, he scored a basket, and he got to the hoop, and it led to the Porzingis dunk. But then he sees that Malik Beasley's guarding Jaylen Brown, so he just points the ball over there, and Beasley fouls him on the entry pass. Yeah. And that was the game.
Yeah.
What a dumb play.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Beasley wants that one back for sure. Yeah, they fought to get back in this game. You got to give Milwaukee credit to that. And I looked it up. It was very similar to that earlier November meeting. Celtics were up 17 points with 5:40 to go. They held on to win by three. Last night, they're up 21 early in the fourth. Milwaukee cuts it to two, and they go on to win by three. So really, really similar, these games that these two teams have played. But Celtics haven't lost to an Eastern Conference team at home all season. And I looked it up. They only have three home games left against the East. The Knicks, the Hornets, and the Wizards.
Oh.
So that Knicks game. And those are the last three games of the season, April 11th through 14. Basically the last week of the regular season.
They could lose all three of those.
Who the?
Yeah, you said the last week of the season.
They just.
I mean, they're locked
everyone
in right now.
Yeah, sure.
They have no reason to play.
But
can Fast PP take down Corey Kispert? We'll see.
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla could take down Corey Kispert, so they're not going to lose that one. The other ones, yes, maybe, but
we'll see.
Good win there. Go ahead.
No, you want to have the other, my the other?
I was going to move to the other games.
I was going to say the other thing that is good. If you're a Bucks fan, Chris Middleton was hooping.
Yeah.
This guy's missed a ton of time this year, but 22 points, 8 of 11 from the field, 6 assists. He did have 4 turnovers. Some of them are pretty sloppy, but if they have any chance of beating the Celtics when it comes down to playoff time, obviously they need Giannis back, and they need Middleton to be playing like Chris Middleton. It's been such an up-and-down season for our Ferris wheel, but he's only played 900 minutes, a little less than 900 minutes this season with Giannis because when Middleton just came back, Giannis finally ended up sitting out.
Yeah.
So they haven't been able to lock in together with Dame there as well. And they need all three of them. They absolutely need Middleton's size. And it was good to see him having a little juice in this game, I thought.
And they play Boston one more time. It will be in Milwaukee. It's the fourth last game of the season for the Milwaukee Bucks. So Giannis is definitely going to play in that one just to show Boston that we will win and we can win at home. So that matters. The last three games for them hosting other Eastern Conference teams, that doesn't matter. We're talking about it now, but who cares? In the end, does it really matter? They're going to be whatever it is, 37-4 at home. They're going to have the best record in the NBA. That's done and done.
Other games, I'll chuck them at you here. Sabonis, 24th triple-double as the Kings destroyed the shorthanded Raptors, 123-89. Though, incredibly, there was a lot of highlights in this game between the Kings and Raptors, which was a blowout. Steph Curry reached 300 three-pointers for a record fifth time. Warriors beat the Grizzlies 137-116. We had some Draymond Green and Desmond Bane hijinks, but nothing really came of it. Paul George and James Harden led the Clippers past the Blazers 116-103, despite James Harden playing defense against his own team.
That was weird.
That was funny. and then Siakam and Halliburton combined for 45 points as the Pacers destroyed the Pistons 122-103. Any notes on any of those four games? Anything you want to touch on?
Well, yeah, that James Harden going to close out on a Kawhi Leonard three. immediately, our man Chris Hootsky fan of the show, immediately tweets me and says, that's worst of the week. That's worst of the week. How do you close out against your teammate? But it was just for fun.
He said it was for fun.
It was for fun. It wasn't like he actually was trying to block the shot. It was, he was just doing a classic run back kind of thing.
You famously have said these guys can be too open. Sometimes these guys miss when they're too open. True, sometimes it's better to have a hand in your face. Mm. Get a little more arc on the ball. You're used to it.
Kawhi shoots a low arc basketball as well.
So it's so hard.
Get it up.
And the funniest part is it ended in a three-pointer.
Yeah.
Did it not? Didn't they get the rebound and Harden? I think Harden kicked it back out to the other corner. I think after the missed
Kawhi.
It was too far away. I'm pretty sure that happened if I have that right. But yeah. It's funny to see because he legit does it. There's no like, oh no, he was doing something else. He just goes with the defense hand up.
Yeah.
Sort of a half-hearted closeout. Okay.
Draymond Green thing, I know it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Taylor Jenkins, the Grizzlies head coach, did fall.
Yeah. He got bumped.
He got bumped. Glad he's not injured because then this whole thing would be another thing about Draymond Green being Draymond Green. He grabbed Desmond Bane's wrists when he was talking to the referee. He did a full-on grab of both wrists. That was weird. Anyway.
They shook hands, though, after Bane and Draymond. Yeah, he's growing. my note from, just to go back to the Kings-Raptors, and it's not about the Raps, so don't worry, but Sacramento, 7-0 when Keon Ellis starts. And that guy, he is awesome defensively, and he's not that bad shooting the ball. So I saw Ziller write this, assuming the Kings make the playoffs, and Mike Brown continues to go with him, sort of in a starting lineup, we could see him getting the draw of like a Jamal Murray or an SGA or an Anthony Edwards, like one of the elite guards in the league, and he would get that. You know, that's who they would go and say, all right, try and slow them down. It could be fun to watch. I mean, they just haven't lost when he played, or starts, I should say. He's good to their overall team. I mean, it was a Raptors, so it didn't really matter. But
fun to watch. No, we've said it on this program before. He can take Kevin Herter's spot as being the guy beside De'Aaron Fox to guard the other team's best perimeter player because he gets after it, unless he's guarding Jalen Brunson for the last possession of a game. Because then he's looking everywhere. Jalen Brunson will score.
Don't turn your head.
He plays really, really hard. He's an older young player, you know, he's got the age, and you know he knows what he is in this league, and he's going to guard extremely hard. I don't know, there's lots to say about that Raptors game.
Any other notes though?
I like Siakam taking the most shots on the Pacers. Took 15 shots last night, was their leading scorer with 25 points. He's fit in okay, I think, with Indiana, but I think they can do a better job of like force feeding him the ball, because Halliburton's really been struggling since the second half of the season here. I think he's like 20% on pull-up threes since the All-Star break, which is part of the reason why his scoring has fallen off. But Siakam just gives them something different, and I don't feel like they've figured out exactly how he fits into their system. That's probably something that happens more so over the summer when they pay him a big-time deal. But it was good to see him flowing. 25 points on 10 of 15 shots. That's not bad.
And from that game, just when you thought the Pistons season couldn't get worse, the team did announce yesterday that rookie Ausar Thompson will miss the rest of the season as he gets treated for a blood clot. And the bad news didn't end there, because the Pistons also announced that center Isaiah Stewart, Beef Stew himself, will also miss the rest of the season for a right hamstring strain. So Thompson and Beef Stew are going to be sitting for the rest of the year.
Scary for Ausar Thompson and a blood clot. So that is something he needs to go deal with. So that's unfortunate news there. Yeah, I was watching the other day when Isaiah Stewart grabbed what I thought was his butt. I thought he was doing a butt grab, but I guess it was a hammy that he had pulled. And that's unfortunate for them. At the same time, they do want to see what their other bigs can do in this league. They've got enough to go throw it out there. So a good team. Not going to be the worst team.
According to the Pistons, this is good news. Thompson has been cleared to resume conditioning and will begin non-contact basketball activities at the conclusion of the regular season. Like, the point is, they're very positive that he will be ready to return before next season, but they're just going to shut him down for the rest of this one. I wonder if it has any effect on him making an all-rookie second team, which I think he would have been maybe in the running for. Because I was looking at all the names, like all rookie first team we did recently, there's six guys that are going to take five of the spots, meaning the sixth guy will be on the second team. Wemby, Chet, Hawkes Jr., Brandon Miller, and then we were debating Lively, Pajemski, probably one of those two. Like I said, the six of them are on these two teams. And then who else is there? There's Keontae George. There's Wallace with OKC. There's both of the Thompson twins.
Trayce Jackson-Davis.
There's TJD. Thank you. I mean, maybe GG Jackson. His numbers aren't that bad. He had a really good game last night or the
Cam
other night.
Whitmore.
Cam, Scoot, maybe. But I don't know. I don't know if both Thompson twins will be on that all second team. I don't know if just one of them and they'll go, oh, man, I don't know. We'll see here. Because like all of those names I said, you can make a case for a lot of them. We're talking about a second team all rookie. So he'll get votes.
Both twins, I think, had a good half a season.
I sort of agree.
Like Asar was pretty solid in the first half of the season. He was rebounding like crazy, and then he kind of tapered off. But then Amen started playing well, doing basically the exact same stuff, but in the other conference.
They're twins. Should we jam their two seasons together and maybe put them on the all-rookie first team and bump Lively and Pod to the second team? I think that's fair.
What about these twins?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, something to watch, and sounds like they'll be back next season. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to pick the perfect men's March Madness bracket in under 10 minutes. I don't know why I keep thinking we're doing it.
It's got to be under 10
minutes.
It's going to
be way longer than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the... Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, yeah, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/nodunks.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Okay, we're here in the Classic Factory. I think we did this last year on one of the shows. We filled out collectively the No Dunks March Madness bracket. We don't know anything or very little about college basketball, so that means we'll win this thing. We'll just go with our gut. We'll go off the mascots, maybe some weird city or university knowledge. Who knows what TK's got in store for us, but let's do it.
I know a lot, man.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I know one player on a third of the teams, maybe.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's not bad. Pass, I mean,
okay, so let's do this. I think we have our screen here to share for everyone joining us on YouTube. We'll try our best to talk it out for the podcast listeners. All right, I'll start the timer. Here we go.
Start the timer. We got under 10 minutes to go. You can find this bracket on CBS's Bracket Manager. I linked the thing earlier in the chat, but we can throw it in the notes
in
as
the
well.
Notes?
But you're going to have to be quick because I think these close like in like an hour or something like that.
Yeah, the first game's at 12:15 today.
Yeah. Get your picks in.
Though I did watch one of the games last night a little bit.
Colorado, Boise State?
No, I watched the entertaining one, the close one.
Colorado was close.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. That one's too late for me. Grambling State and Montana State.
Oh,
it went
overtime.
To overtime.
Yeah.
And the big boys were playing.
The big boys.
Yeah.
If you like post moves and rebounds, this is a good tournament for you.
it's sort of true.
We got a giant man that we'll get to in a minute here. Right. But the number one overall seed, they're playing in the East. They're the defending champions. it's the UConn Huskies versus the Stetson Hatters. I don't know if they're the Stetson Hatters, but I think it is.
They like their hats.
Yeah, they like
their
hats.
Do they play in hats? They play in cowboy hats?
Whoa, that'd be a flex.
It's tough for their shooting, but it looks cool.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Their warm-up pants are chaps. I think we're going UConn here.
Yeah.
Really yes. Good. Goodbye, Stetson. Yeah,
all right, Florida Atlantic University versus the Northwestern Wildcats. I know one of their players, Boo Booey.
Well, that's a good name.
Boo Booey.
Excuse me?
I like cheering for that. I mean, that might be reason enough for me.
And it's an upset? Come on, 9-8?
Boo
happens
booey.
All the time.
Do it.
Boo Booey? Okay.
Yeah.
San Diego State. Are they the Aztecs? I think they are.
They are.
The UAB Dragons.
Now, San Diego State, they went very far last year. They were in the final.
Yeah.
We saw them.
We did.
Yeah, we were in Houston.
Yeah.
Watching that piece of shit game in that giant stadium. That was brutal. I would like to make a pitch for an upset here.
Oh, the Dragons?
It's the year of the Dragon.
Is it?
It is. I checked.
Okay, good. Yeah. I know you said that yesterday, and I 100% believed you. I was like, oh, yeah, he would know.
It is. It is.
He's like, you're keeping tabs.
UAB, baby. Let's go.
Well, it's the year of the dragon. All right, Tass, this is your pick.
Yeah.
Auburn versus Yale. I feel like you said something about Yale last night.
I did, absolutely. Yesterday. Sorry, Bruce Pearl. Auburn is going down. Yale's got a lefty Greek shooter. Probably the first of... in Greek history, where you've had a lefty shooter. That's not true, but I'm
not
taking
Danny
Yale.
Wolf, I'm guessing.
Nah, not the Wolf.
Okay, I like it.
John, Wolfman. John Poulakidas.
Okay.
He's got to pull lots of shots. He's got to Poulakidas lots of shots.
He's a shooter,
so
right?
We shall see. That's a big upset, but yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, what do we got there? 12-13 in the second round. I love
it. If that hits, we'll be in the lead, I think. BYU, the Cougars versus the Duquesne Canes.
D's. I watched them because
them.
Well, yeah, they were playing. They were playing in a tournament to get in.
Okay, yeah.
So it was on in my house.
Looks like a low paced
game
here.
They had heart.
They had heart.
Yeah,
no played. Injuries. I like that.
I guess I'm Team Duke here.
You want another upset? Let's go.
In a play in grade two, I played the Duke of Orser in a rendition of Twelfth Night. So let's go with Duke.
Were you good?
Hell yeah, I was good. I played at the Stratford Theater. No big deal.
Wow.
On the big stage.
I actually have heard of it.
Yeah.
That's really big time. Here's another game. Illinois Fighting Illini versus the Moorhead State.
I guess we...
Kenneth Freeds.
Well, we have to take your Illinois boys, don't we?
Yeah. I watched them a couple of times over the weekend.
Okay.
They're pretty good. My dad will be happy. They got a really good player, but he seems to be kind of a creep, so...
Oh. Yeah,
it's a real catch-22.
But we'll do it for your dad. We'll do it for Will Leach.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. And Kendall Gill, he'll be excited as well. How about the Washington State Cougars versus the Drake? They're playing Drake. Bulldogs?
I thought Drake played for Kentucky.
Yeah,
that's
a Bulldog.
Yeah. What's going on? Task. Yeah.
Look at that points per game. 80?
You don't want this
one, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
I've watched none of these teams.
Okay.
But I do like the name of Drake. I like the name of Duquesne. Excuse me. I like the name of Drake. He just... big up Shea Gilgis Alexander at his most recent concert. So yeah, give me Drake.
Duke and Drake in a Sweet 16 matchup would be great.
That would be so great. But I don't know if Drake's gonna get there because in the 2-15 matchup, we've got the Iowa State Cyclones versus the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Jackrabbits, baby!
Their star this year, Zeke Mayo.
Oh,
that's an all-tournament name.
Yeah, Zeke Mayo.
Like OJ's son.
Yeah, I don't know why we ever made the Jackrabbits the No Dunks team. Like, I don't know when that happened. It was
good
years
question.
Ago.
Many years.
I'm not sure they've ever won a game in the tournament
but
since
they're always
we've been
there.
Backing them. Yeah, I know. They are always there because they always win their probably crappy conference.
Yeah.
But
Trey's already picked them.
We have to go with them because this will be the thing. The one year we don't pick our Jackrabbits is the year they will go on to... you know, shock the world.
And that would be so crushing for
us. Oh, it'd be brutal.
You want to go to the South or you want to go to the West?
Oh, wow.
Wherever you want to take us, man.
All right, we're going to the South. We're already up here.
Surprised.
Okay. Houston, I think they're a Cougar as well. Versus the Longwood Dongs.
Wow.
What? They're the Dongs?
Longwood?
Longwood's got a Trey Hicks on it. They've got a Trey.
They're like a horse of some sort, which is a great, great matchup for mascot for Longwood. The Longwood Horses.
It's hard not to pick Houston, but the great story on Trey Hicks, who just burned his red shirt.
Uh-oh.
Because he wanted to come. He didn't want to come back. He wanted to risk his body to play in the Big South Championship game. It's a good article in The Athletic. It's a tray.
They won.
You don't
it.
Want to take him? Yeah, they won it.
They won, so I think he accomplished everything he needed to accomplish.
He did. Yeah.
It's tough, man. Houston is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Houston is good. They got a great defense. I know that.
Oh, I needed to share this information from the Discord, the No Dunks Discord. Roberto here. So I guess it was by way of Reddit. A disturbing bracket trend. Have you seen this?
I've heard.
In 2021, Oral Roberts, a 15 seed, defeated Ohio State. In 2022, a 15 seed, St. Peter's. You're seeing
classic.
A trend here. Defeated Kentucky. And in 2023, is it Fairley?
Yeah.
Farley? Fairley Dickinson.
Chris Fairley.
Defeated Purdue. So that is Oral, Peter, and Dick. So the point is 2024... Houston faces Longwood and could be ripe for an upset.
Let me just
wanted to get that out
St.
there.
St. Peter's is still in.
Okay,
St. Peter's
well, we
is
got,
still in.
All right, we got a lot of dick teams we could take.
Yeah, we got
so
a lot of
let's
dick
go
teams. All right, Nebraska Cornhuskers versus the Texas A&M Aggies. This is a farm matchup.
Yeah.
Huskers versus the Agricultures.
You think they do all have like farm strength, all these guys?
Probably.
Is it true Nebraska's never won a NCAA men's basketball game? I feel like I saw that.
I mean, there's
maybe
not a lot
athletic.
Of great Nebraska players off the top of
I
my
don't
head.
Think
Bryce
they
McGowan's.
Have.
I know they do have a. They have the Japanese Steph Curry right now. What's his name? Keisei Toranaga.
Let's back them. Let's do it. History
yeah,
will
he
be
was
made.
Fun to watch. He was fun to watch.
Okay.
Wisconsin Badgers versus the James Madison.
Right.
I mean, I'll be I'm personally pulling for Wisconsin.
Is that a family?
Yeah, that's where Laura graduated
yeah,
from.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that. Come on, we'll do it for Laura.
You're not going to believe this. They got a lot. They got a big white guy.
What?
Oh, yeah.
In Wisconsin?
I can't believe they got him, man. Oh, they just canvassed the entire Midwest. If you're the tallest white guy in the Midwest, you're playing post for Wisconsin. Duke, the Blue Devils versus the Vermont Cavaliers.
Mm.
Is it the Cavaliers? Kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they're cavaliering. Duke's got that Filipowski kid.
Filipowski, yeah, he's good. Yeah. Well, 17 a game, 8 rebounds, come on.
But that was he was the dickhead, right? He tripped somebody.
He did trip somebody.
Yeah.
He also got,
that's
like,
why
the
people compare him to Kelly Olynyk.
The
they do.
He
pushed that. He pushed somebody when.
No, I think he got pushed.
Oh, he was the
and they're
pushy.
Like, oh man, we can't be having
yeah.
people storm the court. Our players can get hurt, and then he played the next game.
Okay, let's take the Blue Devils.
All right,
yeah.
Texas Tech, the Red Raiders versus the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Julius Hodge not suiting up this year for
you
NC
know,
State.
Again, I don't follow college basketball all that much. But for whatever reason, for as long as I can remember, I've always liked, for some reason, North Carolina State. I'm just a fan. I don't like of.
You love dogs, man.
I don't. Yeah, the Wolfpack, baby.
You want to send them through?
I sort of do. Apparently, that's like the most common like upset, isn't it?
Well,
they used to say 5'12", but I think it's 6'11".
6'11"
yeah,
is the new one?
I think so.
I never trust Texas Tech. They seem like a football school to me.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
If I know you for football, I can't think you're going to win the basketball championship. We'll see what happens here. Kentucky, the Wildcats versus Oakland Athletics. Bears, I mean. Bruins. They might be a Bruin.
I heard this university's moving to Las Vegas next year.
I heard they're moving to San Francisco.
Man,
oh,
we are Crossing Sports.
Kentucky, a lot of draft guys on Kentucky.
Yeah,
Keed.
Rob Dillingham. That's an awesome name. See you in the NBA next year, buddy. Reed Shepard.
Yeah,
that's a
Reed.
Good guy as well.
I was calling him Keed. I don't know why, because he's a place for Kentucky.
He's
I
just
guess.
A little Keed. All right, Florida, the Gators versus the Colorado Buffaloes. Saw the Colorado Buffaloes win last
Colorado,
night.
Colorado, Jamal
now,
Mosley's old team. I like Colorado.
I do,
sure.
too, because there's a stat about these teams that get through the final first four. Was this a first four team?
It was.
That they at least one or two generally do pretty good in that first game.
All right,
so,
I'm happy to go
you know,
with
they
Colorado.
Got, you know, they
got
some
momentum,
reps in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've played already in a big stakes game.
They had a couple of solid backcourt players last night, though. I will say Cody Williams, he's like a top 10 draft prospect this year, brother of Jalen Williams, did not have a great game. I was not super impressed by this.
They
game.
Were not barking after the game?
Yeah, he didn't seem to do much.
Okay.
That's why I'm cheering for him, though. Bounce back game.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Perhaps he will increase his stock here in the tournament. We'll see. The Marquette, what are they now?
Golden Eagles?
Golden Eagles, yeah. Western Kentucky, are they Hilltoppers?
Yeah, it sounds right.
That might be.
Wow, good call. I've always Marquette, another one of those weird teams that I like to just pick.
Totally. I agree. They seem good. Dwayne Wade. Exactly. He went to Marquette. Jimmy Butler. They must have another tough guy on their team somewhere.
Okay, 1 minute to go.
All right, let's fly through this one then. North Carolina's playing Honus Wagner. North Carolina versus Mo Wagner.
I like North Carolina maybe to win this whole damn thing, man.
Yeah, shout out to Brett and Jonathan. That's the reason I'm excited about North Carolina this year. I know two guys who like North Carolina.
Are you hooping tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Okay, good.
Hopefully. Mississippi State versus Michigan State. Michigan State always does well.
Yeah, pick them, man. Pick them.
Okay. Now we're playing with pace here. Yeah. St. Mary's versus the entire Grand Canyon.
Do we have to cheer for St. Mary's because of our good friend Lee Ellis, the Aussie? They got all the Australian guys always.
They do often have Australian guys, but Grand Canyon is one of the seven wonders of the United States, you know?
Wow. You put it that way? Upset! Give me land!
Think about it. Every day they got to climb out of that canyon to go to class. It's tough. Alabama versus Charleston. Roll Tide versus a dance. Do you do the Charleston skeets?
No, I don't even know what it is.
I think it's the cross. Cross the hands, knees dance, right?
Oh,
that's
really?
That's the one. That's the one.
That might be.
I thought it was more like forward and back.
Yeah, it's forward and back.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I've been doing the wrong Charleston.
You can throw in the bee's knees or whatever the hell
that is.
Sure. Oh, it's called a bee's knees.
Well, okay. I don't know. That's what I'm calling it.
Should we take them?
Yeah, the dancers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Charleston dance through to the second round.
Another 12, 13.
Are they short guys? Like 5'2", eyes blue. Dun, 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 dun. Has anybody seen my team?
There you go.
If they're a bunch of 5'2" guys, just dance.
Very distracting.
Holy crap. How do you play against that?
Clemson Tigers, New Mexico Antelopes.
Mm. New Mexico Antelopes?
Probably not.
Oh.
Maybe. Clemson, though, or New Mexico?
I think this is one of the most picked upsets, I feel.
Well, I mean, look at this. 81 points per game versus 70 points per game.
So that's why we should swerve.
You think swerve and go with Clemson? I'm with you. Okay. Everybody's on New Mexico, Skeets. Baylor versus Colgate. Bears versus toothpaste.
Yeah. Who would win a fight, bears or toothpaste?
I bet a bear would go crazy if you put toothpaste on his mouth, though. It wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean, good luck getting toothpaste in a bear's mouth, am I right?
Yeah, yeah. So let's go Bears.
Dayton, the Flyers versus the Nevada...
Wolfpack.
I think you're right. I think you are right.
Yeah.
Dayton, in my preliminary research, I think they shoot a lot of three-pointers. I think they're a good three-point shooting team. Look at that. Third in the nation, 40% from three.
Put those gunners through, man. Flying high into the second round.
Flying high. Arizona versus Long Beach State. Will Snoop Dogg suit up for Long Beach State this year? Does he still have eligibility? Can he pass the drug test? Wow. Who knows? The Wildcats? You want to go Wildcats here? Miles Simon? Mike Bibby?
I never want to go with them because Mike Bibby played for them. So you guys pick.
LBSU. Don't like that acronym. I'm going Arizona.
All right. Cats it up. Purdue, they've got your guy, Zachary.
Yeah, good old, big old Canadian boy.
See you in the Olympics, Zachary.
What is he, 7'4"?
7'4".
Guy's a monster.
Like 25-12 or something like that.
And I did, like I said, watch that Grambling State win in overtime, and they did the post-game interview, and they're like, oh, you got Purdue next. And like the coach was like, we're going to have to throw everything at him. He said, the house... the kitchen sink, the backyard. I've never heard anyone throw the backyard at him.
The backyard at him.
Good luck. You ain't stopping him. Sorry, Grambling State. You're going down.
All right, nice. Utah State, I think they're an Aggie as well. Texas Christian University, they're definitely the Horned Frogs. One of the great mascots in college.
Great mascot. I say we roll with them.
Feeling horny?
Hell yeah. All the time.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right. Gonzaga.
Oh, Gonzaga.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
How do you say it? I don't know.
McNeese State.
Where is that? Tennessee?
It's in the land. They played in the land conference.
We got to throw the land at them.
We got to throw the full land.
Give me the Dogs.
The Dogs?
Yeah.
It's cool for them because they have like double nickname because they are the Dogs, but they're also the Zags. Just because Gonzaga.
Yeah, true.
That's nice.
Aren't they always better when they're more of an underdog?
I think so.
It's like when they're favored, they don't do all that well, I think.
They got a good big guy from Illinois as well. I don't think he plays much, but he's there.
Okay.
Kansas, the Jayhawks versus the Samford. That looks like a Bulldog.
Samford and Suns.
Suns.
It's a big dog.
It's a big dog. Kansas got some guys.
Yeah.
They got some draft guys. They got a guy named Johnny Furphy, which is a funny name to me.
Got to ride with
He's
Furf.
Got a mullet, man. Got
to ride with Furf.
We might be getting an NBA player with a mullet pretty soon. That's exciting.
Sweet.
South Carolina, the Gamecocks versus the Oregon Ducks.
So Gamecocks women's are favorites. They've
lost, they're great.
Right?
They're great.
Yeah. So maybe it rubs off on them a bit.
Just greatness.
Just greatness being around. The
greatness
women.
All around. Mm. Michi Johnson, their leading scorer.
Oregon's had a tough schedule to get here.
Tough schedule.
Austin Hero. That's Austin Hero.
Is that Tyler Hero's brother that we somehow follow on TikTok?
The TikTok fame of Austin Hero.
What? Is this true?
We're going with the Gamecocks for sure. Austin Hero. Yeah.
Well, we need a dick, right? Yeah. Like one of the dick things, Cox.
We needed one. We absolutely needed one.
It's not an upset.
Creighton Blue Jays, Akron Zips.
We have to go Blue Jays. It's a rule. We're Toronto Blue Jays fans. So.
I like it. They got Baylor Shireman or something like that. They got this guy. He's pretty good.
All right.
There you go.
From the Shire.
I tell you, one player from one third of the teams, I'll know. Texas, the Longhorns versus the Colorado State Rams. Home of David Roddy? Did he go to Colorado State? I don't know.
They're the Rams, man. I went my high school mascot was a Ram.
Okay.
My college mascot, so with JD and Tassis, yep. was a Ram.
Okay.
You know, if we're sticking with the animals playing importance,
we
got to go
we
with
sometimes
that.
Are. All yeah. right, Colorado State
we
it is.
We sometimes are, Colorado State.
Tennessee, the Volunteers versus the St. Peter's Peacocks.
Peacocks. So yeah. there's another cock.
That's a double up there. Yeah, there's a great guy on.
That's a double up. It's two dicks. Maybe they cancel each other out.
This guy's good. Dalton Knecht.
That's a
21
cool
a game. He's an NBA draft prospect kind of guy. Yeah,
he's going to have a moment
here. He'll bucket.
Okay, that's round one.
Was that 10 minutes? We have 10 minutes? All right, let's fly through here.
Yeah, let's go.
UConn Huskies, Northwestern Wildcats. What you got?
UConn.
Klingon.
Donovan. Dragons versus Yale.
Dragon.
Dragon.
Did you hear
the dragon?
Right.
This is our big, big upset team. University
UAB.
Of Alberta.
What is that?
That's Birmingham.
Alberta.
Yeah. Just down the road from here.
Just, yeah.
I was just on
one
the Silver
highway.
Comet. I could have run there. Mm-hmm. You know that takes you there?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Duquesne, Illinois. Illinois is good.
Yeah,
they're
let's
good
go
right
Illinois.
Now. I can't deny it. It looks nice. Drake.
What do we have here?
Drake versus South Dakota State.
Wow.
Are the Jackrabbits going to do it?
I think if we think the Jackrabbits are going to win one game,
might as well put
why wouldn't we put them through the Sweet 16?
Yeah, we're going to be screwed either way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
Nice. I guess we're going to the West now. Okay. North Carolina or Michigan State. There's some classic matchups for you.
I think North Carolina.
Yeah, it's hard to bet against them. It's difficult.
I think they're going to dominate here early.
We have a natural feature, the Grand Canyon versus a dance, the Charleston.
Oh, this is a tough one.
These were two wild card picks here.
Oh, man.
I like the natural feature.
Okay, I like the dance.
All right, JD, what do you think?
Gotta go dance.
Yeah!
Gotta go dance, Charleston. It's a big dance.
It writes itself, exactly. Dancing all the way through to the Sweet 16.
All right, Clemson, Baylor, Tigers, Bears.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Bears are due, aren't they? They haven't won in 2 years.
Bears are due? I think they're due.
Go.
Lost Keontae George. They're on to the next one. Dayton Flyers, Arizona Wildcats.
I don't have a good read on the Flyers. So.
All I know is they shoot threes. They shoot a lot of threes,
say,
but look, 37.1% from Arizona.
Mm.
Caleb Love. It's their leading scorer, 18 a game.
Kevin's son,
yes.
All right, go Wildcats.
Okay, Wildcats it is. Houston, Nebraska. Are we riding with the Japanese Steph Curry, or are we riding with defense?
Ooh, yeah. How far did Houston go last year?
I think they went Final Four.
Ooh, did they?
Yeah, they're pretty solid. Oh. They have Marcus Sasser and Jairus Walker, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Task calls
not anymore.
You want an upset?
Not anymore. We need one upset. That's the way you always fill out a bracket.
Sure,
where's the upset going to be? Where's the upset?
Maybe
not
here.
Not here.
Not here.
Sorry,
okay.
Nebraska.
Okay. Wisconsin or Duke?
Wow. Who do you love more, your wife or Doug Miller?
I think Doug Miller's from Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, he betrayed the Badgers.
He's going to be torn.
I will be wearing a Badger shirt all right. on Friday.
Badgers it is.
Well, I would. I mean, yeah, okay. We'd be most happy if Wisconsin. Yeah, why not? No offense, Doug. Wildcats versus Wolf Pack. Dog versus cat. A classic matchup here.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Kentucky's got the pedigree. Can't deny that.
They do. They do. Sure.
All right, Kentucky it is. Colorado, Marquette, two teams you just like picking. Yeah. Well, Marquette's one of the two.
I love this. I can't pick between these. My two babies here, so somebody else.
What are you thinking, Tassie?
What am I thinking?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I've got some faith in Colorado. Here?
Yeah, Colorado. Come on.
Wow, feeling good about Colorado. Let's seventh in the nation in three-point percentage, 39%. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
wow,
yep,
that's
gonna,
very high.
KJ Simpson. Yeah, he was solid last night.
They're good in the
Okay,
Pac-12.
Colorado
wow.
it is.
Wow.
All right, Purdue. The Boilermakers versus the Horned Frogs. Those are good.
Those frogs
right
are going to be boiled. They're going to boil those things.
That's how you cook all a right, frog
Purdue.
Leg.
Yeah.
Purdue goes through.
Is it getting hot in here? Gonzaga versus Kansas. The Zags versus the Zags.
Man, two just universities that people know.
Two universities that people know. You want a breakdown here? Yeah, Johnny
sure.
Furphy versus Kevin McCullough. I think he's maybe not playing, though. I think he's injured.
Oh, so let's go
yep.
Gonzaga.
Okay.
Slash
okay.
Gonzaga. I never know which way to say it.
They're both good.
Zaga or Zaga?
We got the South Carolina Gamecocks versus the Creighton Blue Jays. Sticking with the Blue Jays?
Good.
Let me see if I said this guy's name right, though.
Who?
Baylor Shireman. Yeah, nice.
Shireman.
Yeah, that's a good name.
That's the highest scorer on South Carolina's 13 points per game.
Yeah, man.
Must be a balance.
Just a team.
Balanced team. Austin Hero versus Baylor Shireman. Who wins?
Gosh. I don't know. Downside for Austin Hero. TikTok may be banned.
That might be in his head.
Yeah. He's just worried about it constantly.
All right.
Good enough reason to go Creighton.
Let's take the Hobbits.
All right. Colorado State, Tennessee.
Ooh, tough one.
Ooh.
Candace Parker out for the tournament.
Yeah, she almost Candace Parker almost lost to Seth Davis in a game of Papa Shot last night.
Wow,
I was watching a little pregame action.
Seth Davis a bucket?
He did really well. He hit 20 like in a minute. Like they both hit 20. They tied, and then Lefko didn't know what to do. He's getting told in his ear. It's like, well, what do we do? We're tied. So they did another like maybe 30 seconds or whatever it was, like shootout. Candace got the best of them, but he put up a good showing.
She's clutch.
So all that to say. Colorado. No. Tennessee. Let's go Tennessee.
We took the other Colorado game. All right, we're getting close here. UConn versus UAB. Is it the year of the dragon for real?
Dragon ends here.
The dragon?
That's a great showing.
Head of a mermaid, tail of a dragon. Illinois versus South Dakota State. Wow, I don't know about this.
I guess we got to go Illinois. Unless no, we can't. They're going to lose the first game. It's going to bust our bracket.
They absolutely could, man. Our bracket would be 100% busted unless South Dakota State goes to the Elite Eight.
Behind Zeke Mayo.
Oh, man. I don't even like Mayo.
Quite the name.
You don't even like Mayo?
No.
All right, Illinois.
Yeah.
It comes to an end for you next. North Carolina versus Charleston. Ooh, that's a regional matchup.
Oh, yeah.
That's so regional.
Yeah.
But they're playing in the West, so will the fans travel? I don't know.
I think we got to go North Carolina.
Yeah, there we go. Yep. Heels advance. Baylor, the Bears versus Arizona, the Wildcats. Bear versus Cat.
Yeah, to me, the Bear is always going to beat the Cat.
I'm Team Bear is in this one, too.
The Bears are due.
I think we need the Bears to make a deep run.
Or something like that. Houston, the Cougars versus the Wisconsin Badgers. Red versus red.
We have both one seeds through on the other side of the bracket right now.
Yes. I do believe this will be a low-scoring game, if I were going to call something.
Okay.
Look at those defenses. Houston allows 57 points a game. That's not very many at all.
Wow, that is very few.
Yeah.
I get, what are we? We're moving through here to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, right? We're getting to Elite Eight matchups.
Okay, so the ones could still be there, but we can't have all ones at
the
end.
Can't have all
ones.
That's
even more rare. That's
absolutely true.
You call this one. This is your, you're going to have to go home and face
Houston's
your wife.
Win.
Okay, Houston. Yeah, I'm sorry, Laura.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. We're competing against each other anyways. Oh, yeah, we got one more here. Kentucky versus Colorado. Buffaloes versus Wildcats.
This would be a hell of a pick if we. That means, man, that's a first four team.
First four team.
Jesus, how often
did I think a first four team made a run? Recently,
they did.
Right?
They did because it was an 11th seed. I think that did it. Yeah, was that FAU? No, maybe not.
Maybe Fairleigh Dickinson.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Kentucky it is.
Sure, sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
Cat versus Cat. Purdue versus Gonzaga. The Zags versus the Boilermakers.
Purdue? I know we have all four ones, but that's okay. We're at a lead of like 8. Somebody will be losing. All
right, somebody will be losing. Yeah. I hope so, because I don't think Edie's not going to do it, man. He's not going to do it. No offense. Oh, no offense, man. Purdue fans.
I know.
No
he's come up short recently.
Well, every year of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't won a championship. I don't think they ever won a championship. Maybe back in the day. Not even in the Gene Katie days, though. Creighton versus Tennessee. Birds versus helpers. Volunteers.
Sure, it's very kind.
So kind.
I got no read on this one.
All right, Tennessee. These.
All right.
Creighton can't go that far. Not without Doug McDermott. All right, UConn or Illinois? Is it a Final Four repeat for the UConn Huskies?
That's what everybody's doing.
Yeah,
I think they are pretty solid. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. Who you like here, North Carolina or Baylor? They're due.
Yeah, wow. They are due. It's been 3 years.
Bears are due 3 years. Research. It's getting worse.
The Bears are due.
Take them out.
All right, do it. All right, Bears everybody that I've seen has a lot of UConn versus North Carolina.
Yeah, that could be a changeup. Houston or Kentucky. 1-3.
UK.
This is the Tim Allen home improvement matchup.
You call this one, TK. Where are you going?
I like Kentucky.
Okay.
I like it. I like Rob Dillingham.
No, I like saying the that Kentucky guy's guards. Name.
Purdue or Tennessee? Wow. Edie. Is he making a Final Four?
Honestly?
Hope so.
I feel like they are.
All right.
I feel like they are.
All right.
Yeah. So how many we got? Two number ones.
Two number ones and two number threes. UConn or Baylor? How do are those Bears? How do are those Bears?
I like UConn.
Yeah, they got to the Final Four. That's a trip enough for Baylor.
Yep.
Kentucky or Purdue?
Oh, boy.
I would pick Kentucky.
Okay, do it. Do it.
All right. UConn or Kentucky? A couple of blue bloods. A couple of blue bloods here, and then we got to pick a total points.
JD, you picked the championship game here.
That's right.
We have a perfect bracket going, so don't fuck this up.
Dog versus cat.
Kentucky.
Oh!
Wow!
All right.
Wow!
Who wants to pick a combined total score?
Put me down for 162 points.
I think that sounds great.
Is that too many? No, that's all right.
82 to 80?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Could be that game.
Cats win by 2?
Cats win by 2. All right, our bracket is currently named, I think, Trey Kirby 2, so I'll figure out if there's a way I can change that.
All right, that only took 10 minutes.
That was only 10 minutes. Yeah, huh?
I think I had us under 10 minutes.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Okay, before we go, let's do Tweet of the Night.
Tweet of the Night. Wow.
Twitter.
You know what? Come on. We're getting in the spirit of college basketball. Let the boys fill out a bracket, you know?
Stop us.
I've got some fun tweets here. First one, I already had one set, but then I had to slip this one in. Slip it in. It's going to be extra funny. @2easy_Nasi. This is Nasir Little himself. Why everyone keep asking me to swap jersey with Grady? Oh, Nasir, you funny man.
Oh, you silly.
Basketball forever. Always coming through in the Photoshops. So if you're on YouTube, there is Grady Dick and Nasir Little holding up both of their jerseys because they swapped them. Little Dick. So, yes, again, had to slip it in.
I love it.
Not an issue. So the next one, the one I had ready to go, This was going around about a week ago. I don't know if you saw this tweet, guys, but at SlimeGuyEthan did one of these, like, share a piece of lore about yourself, right? With this funny pic. And, you know, you're getting some funny stories that people are sharing. And this one jumped out to me. Arond, so Aaron here, he shared a photo of a Sports Illustrated for Kids and wrote, "I won a contest to be on the cover of this magazine, but I got in trouble and my mom didn't let me do it. The girl up front was in my class and the runner-up, she got to do it instead." Oof. And for the podcast listeners, it's Jason Kidd on the cover of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And, you know, there's a bunch of kids in the background, some cacti as well. And that was supposed to be Aaron. And I did a little research because people were like, well, what happened? He says he thinks he got into a fight and that his mom wasn't happy and disciplined him. And yeah, so that runner-up girl got it. And the kicker, that girl dumped Aaron in the sixth grade. So,
wonder what she's up to now.
Somebody asked that. I know you kept tabs on her. And he said he didn't. He said, I had no idea.
It was all over. It was respect.
So anyway, fun story. I don't know if you guys have any a piece of lore about yourself that you wanted to share.
A piece of lore.
What a choice.
When I was in kindergarten, I won a nationwide inventing contest. I invented the ultra eye drop gun.
Oh, we have heard this. Yeah.
That's right.
That's good lore.
Good lore.
You just
grew up to become an inventor as well.
Do you have anything you want to share?
No, not that competes with that. No, not a chance. I'm thinking back to Aaron's days in my grade six type of day.
Yeah.
No, I got nothing.
Oh,
nothing good. I did nothing in grade six.
Setting up for a grade six story. You were setting that up, it was like, okay, here we go. JD, any lore you want to share?
I mean, I've shared this on the show before. Yeah, I was on Degrassi.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Good lore.
Yeah. Good lore, man.
It's good lore.
Very almighty. Good lore. All right, let's call it there. Ooh, long one there today. It's okay. We had some short pods earlier in the week.
We must have went really long on the basketball talk.
Yeah. You guys wouldn't stop talking about the Kings Raptors game, man. I was trying to get us going. So we will make sure to add that the link to the NCAA, you know, March Madness bracket for the men's on CBS Sports if you want to get in. I know we did this last year, and I think it, like, automatically populates if you were already in it last year. But, hey, do it in the next hour before that thing
hurry
rocks.
Up.
Yeah. Tonight, Pelicans Magic, Bulls Rockets. Chicago can hit 500 with a win tonight.
I've been thinking about it for literally a week.
You know what we could have on tomorrow's Drop Podcast? Trey Kirby saying a few words quite loud. It's in play. We also have Knicks Nuggets. Anyway, we'll be here at 10 a.m. Eastern. Join us later for Survivor Recap Podcast, No Buffs. Talking about our guy Banu over there again, 1 p.m. Eastern. No Buffs has its own YouTube page, its own podcast RSS feed, so go seek that out. All right, thanks for joining us. That was a lot of fun. Until tomorrow or later today, Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, got some good news, bad news. Good news, we got more subscribers on our YouTube channel since the beginning of the show. Bad news, just lost one.
Oh.
Just in the last, like, 5 minutes. Somebody just said, nah, I ain't subscribing to that.
They're probably, I got a theory. UConn fan.
Must be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
648 to get us to 100,000.
Woo!
Tell your friends.
Brace the day, people.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.